Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Scientific knowledge.
Hi guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. I am so excited about our guest today because I have absolutely fallen in love with her line. It is such a beautiful collection. Every single product I've tried, I've genuinely fallen in love with. It's something that, you know, I rarely experience because, you know, as you guys know, I try a lot of brands. I usually like one or two products from every brand, but this specific line, I don't think I've tried one product that I have not enjoyed. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the founder of Simpure, Annabelle Catania. Welcome to the show, Annabelle. I'm so honored to be hosting you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Edka. Me too. I am so honored that you love all of our products. That means a lot to me. I know that you don't say that lightly. So we are so happy to be here.
No, I definitely don't say it lightly. And I'm genuinely one of your biggest fans at this point. I think, you know, for everyone listening before we are recording this, myself and Annabelle, you know, spoke and I was just like raving about one of her products, which we'll dive into in a little bit, but it's just a wonderful brand. You know, you've created something really, truly magnificent. And in the world of skincare, where everything is priced at like $200, you know, you've created a luxury brand that is, you know, rivaling all of these products that I try. And I'm just like astonished. So without me ranting too much, I want to first start in the way that we always start, which is I really want to know about you. I want to know about your background, where everything began for you in terms of beauty, skin health, where you got your inspiration from. I would love for you to take us down memory lane.
Well, I would love to. So a little bit about me. My journey started with something not so awesome. I had stage 3 breast cancer when I was 26. And after, you know, 5 surgeries, a double mastectomy, and several rounds of chemo, I finally got better. But in that process, I learned a lot about toxins that we put on our skin all day long without even thinking about it. And one in particular was a natural deodorant I wanted to create. We did a study on me and we found out that my antiperspirant definitely affected, more than likely, you know, they can't say definitively, that my breast cancer started in my right armpit and moved to my right breast. And so that's scary. So I was like, well, everyone I know is using antiperspirant. So if I can make a small change and just make natural deodorant and give it away, that's what I'm going to do. So it's been 10 years of me making natural deodorant. And, you know, that was my baby product. We still have it and it's a top seller. And from there, we started another line, which was just aromatherapy. I really wanted to use essential oils and plant extracts to replace normal things that we use all day long, whether that's a bathroom spray, a room spray, a linen spray, you know, a bug repellent that doesn't have DEET, but is effective, just all of these things that we don't think about that we use. And we're just continually adding toxins. So that was huge to me. So I really dove into the chemistry behind it and how I could take natural ingredients and elevate it with science so that it would not only still be natural and clean, but you would have the most effective type of product. Because as a doctor, you understand you can't use everything that's natural. It's impossible. So science has really made it amazing for us to blend with our plant extracts. And we have created over 60 products now.
I absolutely love everything that I've tried from your line. And I can't believe you have 60 products. That's amazing. That's quite a feat. And that's truly, you know, it's a feat because it's one thing to have 60 products, another thing to have 60 quality products. And that's where I'm like astonished, because you can tell, you know, and I'm so sorry first of all, to hear about your breast cancer battle. You know, what a survivor. I really commend you for surviving and you know, being here to tell that story. And just, you know, I can't imagine what you would have gone in that. You know, I see patients every day, and some of the best people I know have been cancer survivors. You know, it just, it does something to you, you know, psychologically, that you just become a really, really understanding human being, I guess, you know, to say it simply.
Oh, no, I completely agree. And I think the other thing about it is you really start looking at your life and you start realizing how blessed you are to be healthy when you get better. And the people that, you know, have no idea, that hasn't been through it, you want to help them avoid going down that road. And so for me, when I started my company, I had originally called it Auntie and Me. And that's because I have five nieces and I never wanted them to go through what I went through. So it was really a tribute to them, thinking this was going to be a small little venture, 4 to 5 products, and that was it. But I did the farmers markets for over 3 years in San Diego, and we kind of gained kind of a cult following, if you want to call it that. People would just be like upset if for some reason we didn't make it to a market that week. And it really showed me that people want natural and they really want quality. And my biggest thing, and you mentioned this earlier, is that I want to make affordable, clean skincare accessible to everyone, especially people that are searching for products that they can feel good about, limiting their toxic load. I think that, unfortunately, a lot of these large brands, they have, you know, the reality is they have huge margins and they're charging too much for a product that could be half or a quarter of that price. And so that is actually why I am so vigilant on really being careful with my price points as well, so that it's accessible to everyone.
No, it makes sense. And I love that you have that, you know, the ethical, I guess, you know, compass in you, that's, you know, saying that, you know, I want to make something that's accessible. I want to make something that's affordable, but still quality, because I kid you not, you know, when I started the episode, I mentioned there's, you know, the products in your line remind me of luxury care brands that are selling for much higher prices. And that's fine, you know, to each their own. If you can afford the $100 serum, great. You know, that's great. But my point is that you don't have to. You don't have to opt for that always. You know, I think that there's a lot of value in, you know, really getting to explore more indie based brands. And I mean, I feel like, you know, for example, if I could, I would gift everybody listening your line, because as soon as you try it, you immediately know this is quality. You know, you immediately can tell the textures, the way that it feels, the way your skin responds to it. I mean, I was, for everyone listening, I was talking to Annabelle, you know, off air one day, and I was discussing with her that there's a cream in her collection that I'm absolutely obsessed with, and it's so lovely. It's a night cream, and I use it literally almost every day, if not every other day, because, you know, it's definitely something that I love, is a night cream. You know, for me, like, the whole day is like very busy, and then when I come home at night, I don't want to, you know, just leave my skin unhydrated. So I've been using your cream. I wake up every morning with a beautiful glow. It's, my skin is hydrated. My pores are, you know, less noticeable. And this is something that I've only experienced with things that are cost me like $200-$300 before. So you know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. Oh, that makes me so happy. And I have definitely have the same experience. And it's one thing for, you know, the founder and the creator to say it's amazing, but when you have a professional that says, hey, I've used high-end products and I know this is amazing, that really makes my heart happy, because we try so hard and we're so careful about the ingredients we choose. We don't skimp on the products. We don't add a bunch of water or fillers. I mean, when we say there's mango butter and shea butter and cocoa butter and 6 plant extracts, and, you know, the list goes on, it's really that. And that is what is beautiful about it. And yeah. And it's a $55 jar. It's 2 ounces. And even if you used it every single day, which you know, you don't need a lot. You, maybe the size of a blueberry will do your whole face, your neck and your décolletage, like literally. And so my jar lasts me like at least 3 months, and I use it every single day. So
I, like, honestly, like, I'm like not even like a third through my jar, like not even a fifth, actually. I still have like so much left, because you're right, a little bit goes such a long way. And it also, like, the texture of it is so nice because it's so rich. You know, I've had night creams that are like, you know, very, very light. And I'm like, this is not a night cream. This is like a water. You know,
No,
Yep,
it's I totally agree. And it annoys me. It's like you can't say something is a night cream if it's not heavy enough to hold on your face all night long. As we all know, you're going to be moving around on your pillow, and it's important that it sticks. And the beautiful thing I want to share about this one, just for my grandmother, is I created this actually for my grandmother because she was old school Italian, and she would put a very heavy, I don't even know what it was, some sort of white heavy cream on her face every single night. And if she was still alive to this day, she would go crazy over this night cream. And so that's actually why I created a night cream. Originally, I never even really thought of adding it to our line, but I'm very thankful I did.
I love that, and that heavy cream might have been Pond's cold cream, right? It's like everyone,
Probably.
yeah,
Yeah.
all our moms used to use that, our grandmothers. I mean, I think it's a beautiful, beautiful sentiment, that you shared that with us. I love that you shared that because, it really goes back to like the root of beauty, right? Annabelle, it's like we look at our mothers, our grandmothers, generations before, and we're so inspired by them because they were just effortlessly beautiful. That's the best way I can
Yeah.
describe, them. And it's like, when I think about like my mother, for example, she's very like no makeup. The only thing I've ever watched her wear was like a beautiful maroon lipstick. And I remember when I was interviewing Martine Williamson from Revlon, I had mentioned to Martine, I was like, that this is why I love Revlon, because my mother only had like three or four things in her bag, you know what I mean, that she
Yep.
regularly used. And so when I think about skincare and I think about beauty, and just kind of adding to your point about your grandmother, I think about these women that were just effortlessly beautiful. And why were they like that? Because they had their staple products. This is what
Yep.
they use day in and day out. And that's the whole idea of skincare. Find your match and stick to it. So
Yep.
I love it. I love that you created the cream. And
Oh.
actually, I would really love to see this cream for you to make a little bit lighter version for day, because I would use it every single day for real.
Okay, so I actually do. Did I send you the rejuvenating facial cream?
I don't know. I don't think so. No, this is the cream that I've
Oh.
been using.
Okay, so I have a rejuvenating, oh, sorry to interrupt. I have the re a rejuvenating facial cream actually that is a lighter version, and that is actually for dry and mature skin, but all skin types can use it. And it is lighter for the day, and it is amazing. It actually goes with our whole rejuvenating line. And that line came from when I had my double mastectomy. I had horrible scars. And so I needed something really, really effective and quality. And if you could see the basket of products that I purchased at that time, quote unquote, that were natural just to help my scars, nothing seemed to really do anything. And so I created my liquid gold, and that is pure vitamin E, carrot seed, raspberry seed, argan oil, sacred frankincense, geranium, and Bulgarian lavender. And it is out of this
It's liquid
world.
gold. It's liquid
Yep,
gold. This
it's literally liquid gold. Yeah.
yes,
And I mean,
literally,
yeah. Oh, I'm going to send you some if you do not have some because it.
one of the products I love. I've been waiting to rave about this one, the liquid gold fish.
Oh, yay.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like this oil, you guys, like, okay. So here's one thing. So you know how everyone's like, and of all, I know you know a lot more about this than I do, but like, you know how everyone raves about like, oh, it's a dry oil, like rose hip oil or, whatever. Like I love marula oil because of the anti-inflammatory, but then like this oil is so freaking perfect. You don't need a lot. You need maybe like three or four drops max. And that's if
Yep.
you wear it like under your makeup, or if you want to wear it at night, you can use even one drop and just dab it onto the places you think, you know what I mean, that need it the most. It's perfect. And it doesn't make you break out. It's non-comedogenic. It's extremely hydrating. It's extremely rejuvenating for your face. I mean, you just look more youthful. If you really stick to this routine, like for everyone listening, like I really actually want to tell you guys, like, there is a beautiful routine with Simpure. Like if the line is made so that you can create your most ideal routine. And that's what I love about it, is because it's got every component that we want, but it's got so many options for people who, if you like exfoliation more, or if you like moisturizing more, so it's a very, very easy to kind of play around with kind of line. But yeah, the liquid gold facial oil, truly liquid gold. You've really nailed it with
Oh,
the, yeah.
thank you. Thank you. And again, I feel like when you create things with your heart, it's just like cooking, right? Like if you cook with your heart, you can tell when you're eating it that there's love in it. And I feel the same way about when we manufacture things. If I don't love it, we don't sell it. I don't care if I spent a year in R&D. If I don't love it at the end, it doesn't get added, because it has to be something that I know that I will use and that I would want my family to use. And so the liquid gold, for me, you would not even believe what it did for my scars. And the other thing that's beautiful about this, and I want to point out, because I feel like a lot of people are always searching for a good stretch mark oil. This, I sell so much of my unscented version of this to pregnant women, to athletes that, you know, lift weights and they have a tendency to get stretch marks like on their inner arm. They love it. So definitely more than one use for this, for sure. And I actually always tell people, put it on your neck, put it on your deck, you know, like don't stop at your face.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Put it everywhere. I think that you should actually bottle this as like a huge, like a big one, like a body size version of this, like the liquid gold. Cause I would put it everywhere for real. Like it's so nice. Like, and it's rich enough to wear, like, especially with the winter coming up, it's so nice to just have that. And then you don't even, cause you know how like a lot of times people are like, well, you need a body cream and you need an oil and you need a serum. And it's like, no, you don't. You need one freaking product that works. And it's like, yeah, you know, I feel like this is that product, like liquid gold. If you have this in like a body size, you could easily put this on right after your shower and you would be good for the whole day. It'll keep you hydrated.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. And I think that that is actually, it's funny you say that, is something I want to do right now. The biggest bottle we have is a 2 ounce, but like you said, a little goes a long way. And I'm really considering putting it in an 8 ounce bottle. I just really want to be very thoughtful about like the packaging, because I don't want people to like, you know, pump it and then waste a bunch of it. So we're still working on that, but funny you say that, it is definitely an after shower oil all day long as well.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful product. Now, I really think that it would be really beneficial to just learn about the, you know, the more Italian aspect of things, because you brought up the food thing and I was like, oh yeah, she's Italian. She gave it away. You know, even before you told us about your grandmother, you gave it away. And I feel like Italians and Indians have a lot in common because we're the same. We think the yep. same.
Yeah, it's everything, right? It's family, it's love. It's like doing something you really believe in. And I think that that's, I mean, I don't know. Everyone that meets me, they instantly know. If they don't know my last name, they still know I'm Italian.
It's really about the love, and it's like exuding it, you know, and I definitely can tell, you know, and it's also culture, you know. I feel like you can't fake having culture and having this rich cultural background. So that really leads me to this kind of, you know, just, I guess, a side question is really about the ingredients that you chose, because you've got some like just stellar ingredients in all of your products. And I would love to hear your vision, your theory, you know, of how you craft your formulas. What are the things that you look for? Do you gain inspiration from like the local ecosystem of Italy and the neighboring islands, or how does that work for you, like in terms of just coming up with the idea of like what you want to create?
So that's a good question. Surprisingly enough, it really wasn't a lot about like you know, Italy in general or that connection. It was more for me just really researching about how nature has provided so many beautiful things for healing our body. And one of them, right, obviously, is these different like shea butters and nut butters and plant extracts, and a white willow bark is so beautiful. And there's just something about when you kind of go down the rabbit hole of what nature provides, it's unbelievable. If you really have a good chemist and you can say, hey, these are my top 10 product or ingredients I really need in this product. And they come back and say, yes, we can use that, but let's elevate it with science. And so that is really how we came to be Simpure. We wanted to be simple and pure, but our catchphrase or whatever, if you want to call it, is what, when nature meets science. And that's really what's important to us. So when we brought on the clean skincare chemist, we really worked hard with the natural ingredients first and their benefits. And then we added in acids and other ingredients that pair well with natural ingredients to help elevate the effectiveness as well as the stability. And I think that that's, you know, as you learn more about the chemistry of making these products, it's hard because you have to decide, do I want to put a clean preservative in it? Do I want to put a binding agent in it? You know, we knew we would never use synthetic fragrance. I studied aromatherapy, studied holistic medicine. I was very much into what, you know, how could I not only bring a beautiful aroma to this product, but it better have a purpose. Like my liquid gold, it's got sacred frankincense, geranium, and lavender, right? Those aren't in there because they smell amazing individually. Together, they smell great, and, you know, as well as the whole blend, but it was because they all brought something to the table. And that is really my whole, there's no negotiating at that point for me. And so we really worked hard on that. And I believe that these ingredients, they really shine now. And I'm excited to share more about the products with more people, for sure.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense, actually. And I love that you have, you know, it's like, I can tell when a founder is genuinely into skincare and ingredients versus not, because, like, you know, you're able to speak about it. You're able to explain why you choose what you choose. And I think that's a huge testament to your brand, because I've interviewed people before, you know, I love everybody who comes on the show. Don't get me wrong. You know, I don't interview people I don't believe in. Absolutely not. That's the whole point of Skincare Anarchy. But there are people who aren't able to speak on their ingredients. And I always wonder, it's like, well, you should do some more homework. You know, you should understand why. And so I think that's a very important component of being a founder these days, is to really be able to speak to your consumer base and to explain that, yes, this is why I am doing what I'm doing, because this is why, you know, this is why it's good for you, why it works. And so I find that to be very, very, you know, truly hats off, you know, to you for being able to do that. Now, you know, one of the questions I really have is this idea of being labeled an indie brand. I mean, how do you feel about that? I don't really like that. Like, I feel like it's, I don't know, people look at, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, like you, I think we're a lot of like, I'm on the fence about it as well. We are an indie brand. You know, you won't find us in Sephora and Ulta. You will find us on 24 different platforms. You can find us on Amazon. You can find us on our e-commerce site. I do a lot of events, but at the end of the day, just like CBD, let's throw that out there. That has become so adulterated, and you can buy it at 7-Eleven. To me, it's like, how do you trust that CBD is the quality it should be? And I know high quality companies that have CBD, but indie brands, anyone and their brother can open up an Etsy store, and they don't have the science behind it, or they really know nothing about, you know, testing and stability and all these things. And so, yeah, that part is hard for me, but, you know, I also realize that there is a place for indie brands, and I'm hoping that we will continue to grow and be much more of a mainstream brand, where you are going to see us in larger retailers. And, you know, Simpure will be something like, oh yeah, for sure. My son uses their Smooth and Clear, you know, and I love their body wash. I mean, we have a full line, not only skincare, we have body care, we have aromatherapy, we have all these different beautiful salts. You know, the list goes on. And so we aren't going to stop here. We want to just keep growing, and we really want more people to know about Simpure. So I don't have anything really negative to say about being labeled indie brand. I know it's now being overused, I guess is a good way of putting it.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. It is being overused. And I think that you're definitely, I don't consider your brand like in one of those, like, you know, iffy categories. I don't think I'm not saying indie brands is an iffy category, but I definitely would put your brand like on the top shelf of, like, you know, Sephora and these retailers, because it's a beautiful brand. It's really well-crafted, you know, and I think this is something, you know, it's a part of the show where I'm very passionate about advocating for this, because I still, you know, I go to Sephora, I go to Ulta, I go to these retailers, you know, Neiman Marcus, you know, and I see these brands and I'm like, well, why am I, this makes no sense. You know, like, you've got these girls at counters selling products that are extremely expensive. They do nothing for me, you know, that I can't get myself from like a website from a brand I really understand and, you know, really adore. But here we are, you know, retailers spending money. Not only like are they holding the products, but they're spending their money on promoting them. And I'm just like, I wish that for anyone listening who is on the retail side of things, you guys need to start like reevaluating who you're putting on your shelves, because it's coming to a point now where like you're isolating really, really genuine brands from those who just have a lot of marketing around them. And that's just not okay. Like for me as a consumer, as a doctor, as a professional, I don't condone that. I think it's absolute BS. And I would be like more excited to see Simpure on Sephora shelves than I would be to see another freaking line that's copying, Drunk Elephant or something. Like it's.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you are so right. And this is like, I actually got chills when you were saying that because it's so true. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not, we 100% could fulfill it. You know, if Sephora came to us and said, hey, you need to do 100,000 units, we got this. We have a 2,000 square foot lab downtown San Diego. We manufacture all of our products, but 5 in-house. And, you know, we are dedicated. It's an all-woman team, women-owned company. And, you know, it's one of those things that, yeah, we don't have a $5 million a year budget for marketing. And so it makes it really hard to get the attention of these bigger retailers like Nordstrom's or Neiman Marcus or, you know, Saks or, you know, Sephora Ulta. And so, you know, we're really hoping we can get one of the things that I'm interested in. I don't know if you know that Target is actually expanding their clean beauty section and they're making it more of a kind of a Sephora experience. So there will be people walking around being able to answer questions that are professionals. So we are really hoping that maybe we will be chosen for that. Just because I know that we are an amazing brand and the price point fits in Target, but I don't want to limit myself to just Target. I still think that we should be in Nordstrom's. I still think we should be in these higher end boutiques. So we are working on that.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, I'm definitely going to be like, you know, as everybody knows, you know, our top picks are coming up. And just to give you a sneak peek, I guess, Simpure is going to be in my top picks. I mean, almost every product in Annabelle's line is going to be there because I literally, you know, I believe in good, I believe in quality. The whole idea of why, you know, Annabelle, I don't know if we had a chance to talk about why I created Skincare Anki, but it was really to find brands like you. You know, like yours, because it was this frustration I had with seeing tons of imagery on Instagram, right? Like on Pinterest, on Instagram. And I just kept falling into this hole of buying and buying and buying. And my Sephora bill would be like $2,000. And I was like, what am I doing wrong? And why is my skin not improving? Like, I don't get it. And so that frustration led me to create this podcast. And ever since I've created it, it's been my mission to like, just be like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, some whatever I do, I have to highlight the best of the best brands based on their efficacy, their results, the quality, the ingredients, you know. And so, I mean, your brand stands for everything that I believe in, you know. So it's like, for everyone listening, you. our top picks that are coming up is going to be full of only the brands and the products that actually work. So you guys need to really keep an eye out for that. We're not like any other award, you know, ceremony or, you know, other award show where we're just putting brands in there because they paid a fee. No, we're going through every product. You know what I mean? We go through every product. We go through everything to make sure the ingredients are there, the efficacy is there, the science is there. So yeah, it's, you know, you can really count on that list. But, you know, with that aside, I want to actually talk to you because I, you know what I really love to your products, Annabelle, are your toners. I love them because I'm a huge fan. And I, the reason, one of the biggest reasons is because they're spray on toners, and they're also the acid facial toner is one of my favorites. It's like, you know, after you cleanse your face, like for me, you know, because I am a woman of color, for some reason I need like routine exfoliation. Like that's just how my skin, you know what I mean? It's just one of those types of skins that I guess, you know, I need it. Otherwise I start looking like flaky or like, you know, I start noticing a difference, but this toner is very balancing for my skin. And so I would love to get your, you know, input on what really drove you to create these toners, because, you know, one of the things that everyone listening, if you look on the back of the bottles of all of Annabelle's products, you'll notice the first ingredient is not aqua. Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
Is not aqua. And that's huge because if you ever see aqua as your first ingredient, there means there's a lot of fluff in that thing that you're using. So I want to really hear about, you know, these toners from you, Annabelle, if you could explain.
Oh, definitely 100%. And thank you for pointing that out too, because that is such a that was one of my biggest pet peeves as well. Who, I grew up in salons. My family all owned salons. And so they were all into, hair, skin, nails, the whole thing. And so every single time I would buy a toner, the first thing was water. And I'm like, look, I'm not trying to buy 90% water here. I'm trying to buy something that's good for my skin and not too harsh. So that balance is so important. So to go back to my toners, we are so all about fractionated, organic, fractionated aloe liquid. If you look at the ingredients on a lot of our products, it starts with aloe. And if you don't use a good quality aloe, it's just not going to be a great product. So we're very excited about that. What we did with our very first, before I go to your AHA one that you love, because that is also my favorite. My first toner I ever made was my rose toner. And the reason I wanted a rose toner is I was studying a lot about green tea and how green tea has so many antioxidant benefits. And so we brew our own base with apple cider vinegar and green tea. And we use the organic apple cider vinegar that has the culture in it. So you're getting those probiotics. And so we do that, and then we add aloe to it, and then we use the most amazing oils. And I don't know if you do you have our rose oil, the it's the rejuvenating rose toner.
I have the toner. Yes, this is the second toner I have, the AHA and the
Oh,
rose. Yep.
perfect. And how amazing is that balance of aroma? Because
It's
that took me forever to balance.
Amazing. No, it's beautiful. It's an absolute. That's what I'm saying. I was like, there's two toners, and I love both of them. I love both of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Oh my
what is
gosh.
this? It's sorcery.
Oh yeah, and see, and the thing about with what we do is it's all about the balance. And so not only, this is the rose toner is a luxury facial toner. It's loaded with hydrating oils. It revitalizes and balances. And a lot of people, if you don't know how to use a toner, it's so important when you get done cleansing to use a toner. So what you're doing is you're re removing any excess cleanser that maybe you didn't rinse off, any excess makeup or dirt. You're tightening those pores, you're balancing and brightening the skin, and you're prepping it for your serums or your oils or your moisturizers. That is so important. You want to start with a clean canvas when you're putting on these products. And so that was really important to me that our toners were just the most amazing thing. And so I'm excited about both all of my toners. I actually technically have three, but the rose and the AHA are by far the most popular. And the oils that I use in the rose toner, which I want to point out because it's so important compared to what most people do, is we use the pure vitamin E oil. We use squalane from olives, not sharks. We're also about, not destroying the ecosystem. We use argan oil, rosehip, frankincense, myrrh, rose, and just a touch of tea tree, which you won't smell, but again, it's really great natural astringent. So that rose toner, when you spray it, you just get that beautiful Bulgarian rose and then a hint of that myrrh, which is a little spicy and warm, and it makes me smile every time I spray it. And so that one makes me happy. And then the AHA that you love, this one also is my like go-to. And this took almost 2 years to formulate. So we're very proud of it. Again, the first ingredient of course is the aloe. And then we have several, I think I want to say we have seven different fruit extracts, as well as six different acids in it, and then white willow bark extract. And then we use bergamot essential oil for the aroma. So it's very light and clean. This is popular not only with women, but really popular with men. And they love to pair this. Our younger demographic that deals with blemish prone, acne prone skin, they pair this with our smooth and clear line. So this has been a very, very successful product that we created. So if you are a customer that is looking for a good exfoliating but gentle toner, the AHA is definitely the one.
Yeah, no, I think that both of them. I mean, I think you could even combine them, to be honest. First the AHA and then like let it sit, and then you can even do the rose right after. Like that's even like better. I love that. I
Oh
think
yeah.
that
Oh yeah.
yeah, and I really, I really like the fact that they're both spray, because I was actually talking to somebody the other day and I was like, I hate, it's almost gotten to a point where like if you are selling a toner and it comes in those bottles where I need a cotton swab, please don't send it to me. Like,
I know. I agree. And like, I want to spray. So I don't know how you do it. I spray a generous amount on my face. I always shake. We don't use binding agents. I shake it up real quick, do a very heavy spray face, neck, deck. And then I take a cotton or my, I like to use reusable, to be honest. Every cleanser comes with a reusable exfoliating mitt. And I can tell you more about that, but I always spray on my hand and then, you know, kind of press it in just to kind of wipe and remove that excess oil and grime. And it's surprising. Like people tell me I cleansed so well and I still can't believe how much more I got off with the toner. So we know that that is, you know, that's a huge bonus.
Dude, by the way, I'm glad you brought those up because I've never seen anything like it before. The mitts, for everyone listening, they're beautiful. There's these, they're black and they're kind of like a mesh. Like it's like a, what was the material, Annabelle? So I'm not messing
with. So we actually contacted somebody in Korea that creates, because I am very inspired by Korean skincare as well. As we all know, they have beautiful skincare. And so I wanted a true, authentic Korean exfoliating mitt. And I wanted something that could wash up to 1,000 times in the washer. And so that was my huge thing. I wanted it to be very eco-friendly. And so it's just a, it is exfoliating enough. It's rough enough, but definitely gentle enough not to damage your pores. And I think that that balance is hard. And most people that purchase exfoliators, and of course, I'm sure you know this, people use the like Saint Eve's or whatever these ones where they have nuts ground into them. No, oh stop that. The seeds, do not use that. So bad. So bad.
Yeah.
It's like tiny cuts on your face. So you don't even realize it. So it's just, it's very important to be gentle with your skin. And so we wanted everyone that bought our cleanser to have a perfect vehicle to gently exfoliate their face.
Also, I want to use this opportunity. I'm so glad you explained that because I want to take this opportunity to really debunk a myth that's been going around in the skincare industry for, I think, over like a year or 2 years now, which is that physical exfoliation is really bad for you. It's not. Clinical studies prove that it's not. Clinical studies have also proven that if you do it correctly, it's actually better than chemical exfoliation. So for everyone listening, this is a great option right here, you guys. Like it's actually better than you using something even like Clarisonic. Clarisonic is like high frequency, you know what I mean? Like, what do you call it? It's high frequency, what do you call that? Got rotations, right?
Yes, yes. Yep. That's it. Yeah. I think you're totally right. I think that that is, it is a huge myth. And I still very much like, I have a beautiful pumpkin, a professional grade pumpkin enzyme, exfoliating or a mask that exfoliates chemically with glycolic, lactic, and alpha lipoic acid. And it is great. But again, it's not something that you want to use every single day. And the beautiful thing about a gentle exfoliating mitt is that when you wet it, add your cleanser to it, you know, you're gently exfoliating. And what you're doing is removing that layer. It's almost like a invisible glued layer of dead skin. And what that's doing is leaving a barrier there so that you can't, you know, your beautiful expensive serums, your liquid golds, those are not absorbing in. And so, I mean, our mitts are a $15 value and they come with every single one of our cleansers, and our cleansers are $30. So you're really paying $15 for a cleanser that could sell all day long for $50.
Also, your cleansers are phenomenal, but like before I go into them, I want to talk about the vitamin C moisturizers that has the A.
Yeah.
This is an amazing freaking product. I don't know. I feel like I've been saying this the whole episode and everyone's going to be like, saying the same thing. I'm dead serious, guys. This is so good. Like it smells, by the way, Annabelle, it smells so good. Like it smells day in the, you know, like in the fields and like you smelling like, you know, orange trees or something in Florida. Like that's what this smell is. This smells beautiful. Like it's like, you know, it's got this beautiful like citrus scent to it that's very, very delicate and it's not overpowering at all. But it's a vitamin C moisturizer, you guys, and it also contains vitamin A and E, which we all know are extremely, extremely important for our skin in terms of just antioxidants and rebuilding your skin, vitamin A for, cell turnover. So I really would love for you to talk to us about this one too, Annabelle, because I've never really seen a vitamin C product that has the A&E, so kind of built into everything.
Yeah, no, I would love to talk about it. So this is actually also one of our top sellers. And it is, again, my favorite. I actually put it on this morning before this podcast. And I was like, oh, and the smell, you're right, it's bergamot. But it has so many plant extracts. So I mean, we've got cranberry in it, red raspberry, we've got blueberry, white willow bark. And again, that white willow bark, if people don't know about it, they need to know about it. Neem seed oil, rosemary, and then sunflower. It's just this perfect blend of plant extracts mixed with aloe, again, because we love it. It's so light too. And I don't know if you noticed this, you only need one pump. Sometimes I use half a pump and it does my entire face and my neck.
Yep.
So it is another thing that I really love. I think that people also are overusing vitamin C, right? That's been the fad, I think, for the last year or two. And it's like everything you see is vitamin C, vitamin C. You know, you go to TJ Maxx and the overwhelming stuff that's like overstock there. And there was like 300 things that said vitamin C. And I started just looking at the labels and I was like, this is such a bummer because, I have to take so much time and education to explain to people the difference. And we use a very stable vitamin C as well. It's a vitamin C ester. And with all of these other extracts, it really balances it and it keeps it stable. And we thicken things with xanthan gum. And so that's a natural thickener. It's really a beautiful product. It's gentle yet effective. And, you're going to be left feeling so refreshed afterwards. And I let it sit for probably maybe 20, 30 seconds before I start using either, my night cream or whatever else I'm putting on or just my makeup. And it doesn't leave you sticky either, which is a huge pet peeve of mine. I hate putting on products where you're like, it's so sticky. So yeah.
And like, you can't like even use it because it's like, it makes your whole face feel like you have like 15 pounds of makeup on. I hate those moisturizers. Like it's no, I hear you. And I love that. I think that this is actually one of the best, like in terms of value that you have, because it's 5.1 fluid ounces, you guys. And like, you literally only need like a marble size amount, like a small marble, not a big one.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. Like
a very tiny marble.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah. Like for me, it's like a blueberry. Like I use like a blueberry. And the other thing that is great about this is most of my competitors that have anything even close to the formulas that could, stand up to what we're doing, they're doing a 50 milliliter, so 1.7 ounce for the same price as my 5.1, which is 150 milliliters. And it's in an airless pump. So that's kind of the other thing that I think is so important to point out. Everything that all of my packaging is recycled glass, recycled plastic, sustainably grown bamboo caps, and sustainably manufactured, which there is a difference. You can buy a sustainably grown, but where is it being manufactured? And so that was hard to find. And we wanted to put things in airless pumps because we wanted to make sure the customer got the very last drop of it. You weren't sitting there shaking a bottle upside down and pulling out the dipstick, trying to just get that last bit of it. We were very thoughtful about the packaging as well.
Yeah, no, it's a really, really, really great product. And I think that, I don't know, I just really love everything about your brand. Like, I just keep saying that, but I really do. And I think that the ingredients speak for themselves. I think that the experience of, the product, like when you actually put them on your face, you start using them and you start using them for a week, 2 weeks, you're going to start seeing this change and you're going to start noticing like my skin is more hydrated. My skin feels more balanced and youthful. These are the kind of signs that we want, right? From skincare. That's what we can expect. Yeah. I mean, I think that a lot of consumers, they get so wrapped up because they think there's going to be that one cream or that one oil that's just going to fix everything. And unfortunately, even for science-backed brands, now don't get me wrong, all of you clinical grade skincare people out there, I love you guys. I love all my, dermatologists that have their own lines, but you guys, you have to be clear to your customers that, using your products is just like using any other products. You know, they might be clinical grade, they might be all that, but they're still going to take time to work. And I think, for everyone listening, if you want to line, if you're really big on, you know, science backed, but, you know, just natural as you can get skincare that does not break the bank. It's something you can gift, especially with the holidays coming up, something that's going to last you for a long time. It's not going to go bad in the jar. I mean, you've done a great job with your packaging, Annabelle. You know, if you want something like that, then opt for Simpure. You know, you don't have to go for the, like I said, the $1,000, you know, bundle of starter kit or whatever that some lines have. You don't have that, because all of the ingredients that you want in your skincare is right here. It's in all of her products. It's right there. You know, so that's what, you know, I get very, very frustrated, you know, and the reason I'm ranting about this is because I have a lot of people who reach out to me and they say, well, I just don't get it. You know, what should I try? Like, I have no idea where to even begin. And I'm like, well, I mean, what do you want to fix? You know, what is it about your skin that you want to fix? And then go from there. And, you know, it's like, if you can find products that if you read the Inky list and you read that, you know, like I said, in this moisturizer we were just discussing, go to the ingredients. Okay. Organic aloe leaf juice, glycerin, rosehip seed oil, emulsifying wax, vitamin C ester, vitamin E, sunflower seed. I mean, it's right there, you guys, you know, it's not hard. So I really urge everybody, check out the brand. Leave your comments. If you have questions, definitely leave them. Email me. I will pass them to Annabelle's team. But this is really a brand I stand behind, and I will be standing behind for a long time. You're going to see this come up over and over and over again. So get ready.
Dr. Eka, I'm so, like, I'm almost teary-eyed right now, because somebody that of your caliber who definitely, you know, you don't beat about around the bush. I think our personalities are a lot alike. It is an honor that you see what we've created. And, you know, again, we don't have those massive budgets, but as soon, you know, for advertising, but when people find our brand, I will say it, this is another thing that's so beautiful about us. We found out the conversion, 70% of the customers in the first 2 years of this brand was referrals. And that was because people loved it so much that they were buying it. Like you said, friends, family. I mean, people call me, like, I'd work to the farmer's market and say, my son has this issue. Can you make this for me? And I used to make custom blends for people, and it's because I care. And, you know, when I think people try the products, they're going to see that. And we, at Christmas, we're going to have amazing bundles. We have beauty bundles right now. They're very affordable, free shipping over $50. We love every single one of our customers, and we want them to know that, you know, once you join the Simpure team, you won't want to leave. So that's definitely important to us.
No, and I actually want to, you know, this is something that's very impromptu, but I really, really comes from my heart. For the first listener that reaches out to me after listening to this episode, I'm going to gift you $100 worth of Simpure from my own budget, from my own wallet. It's not anything that's going to be commissioned, nothing. I just want you to try this line, okay? And I'm going to do that, because I want you guys to really believe me when I tell you, when something is good, it's good. So for everyone listening, the first one of you that reaches out to me is going to get a wonderful, wonderful gift of this beautiful line. And you can pick whatever products you like within $100 range, and I will be very much honored to gift them to you. So let us know, reach out to me directly. My email is ekta@skincareanarchypodcast.com. And I look forward to your comments, your reviews, your questions. And Annabelle, what an honor. Thank you so much. This has been so lovely.
Oh, thank you. It's been an honor for me as well. And hopefully I get to meet you one day in person, because I feel like, you know, we are on the same synergy for sure. So thank you. Thank you. And also, people can find us at shopsimpure.com and all of our platforms as well. We're on everything.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm going to be tagging everything as well in the concept art for this. And also, there's a very special article coming out about why I love this line so much. So stay tuned for that as well. And you'll have all the links and the, you know, the tags in there as well. So just, you know, keep an eye out for it. For every one of you who's on our email list, if you're not, I really suggest you sign up, because we've got a lot of things coming up that you won't want to miss. Sign up for our email.
I'm looking forward.
No, it's going to be good. I think, you know, I think this is going to be a fun holiday season for all of our listeners. So I'm very excited to share all the great things that we have in the works. But thank you again, Annabelle. And I will be back next time, you guys, for everyone listening.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.